Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Premanande Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namane Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pricharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshatarine. We're reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter number 10. This morning, text number 19. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudhirayat Nasta Praeshu Vabhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki. Okay. This chapter is entitled Deliverance of the Yamala Arjuna Trees. Tad Aham Matayor Madhya Tad aham matayor madhya Varunya Shri Madandayo Varunya Shri Madanvayo. Tamo Madam Harishyami. Strenayor Ajitatmana. Strenayor Ajitatmana. Tad aham matayor madhya varunya shri madandayo tamo madam harishyami strenayor ajitatmano tadaham matayor madhya varunya shri madandayo tamo madam harishyami strenayor ajitatmana You want to chant? Tat. Therefore, aham, I, matayo, of these two drunken persons, madhya, by drinking liquor, varunya, named Varuni, Shri Mada Andayo, who are blinded by celestial opulence. Tamamadam, this false prestige due to the mode of ignorance. Harishyami, I shall take away. Strenayo, because they have become so attached to women. Ajita Atmano, being unable to control the senses. Translation. Therefore, since these two persons, drunk with the liquor named Varuni or Madhvi, are unable to control their senses, have been blinded by the pride of celestial opulence, and have become attached to women, I shall relieve them of their false prestige. You can repeat. Therefore, since these two persons, drunk with the liquor named Varuni or Madhvi, and unable to control their senses, have been blinded by the pride of celestial opulence and have become attached to women, I shall relieve them of their false prestige. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. When a sadhu chastises or punishes someone, he does not do so for revenge. Maharaj Parikshit had inquired why Narada Muni was subject to such a spirit of revenge, tamah. But this was not tamah, for Narada Muni, in full knowledge of what was for the good of the two brothers, wisely thought of how to cure them. Vaishnavas are good physicians. They know how to protect a person from material disease. Thus they are never in tamagun. Sagunam samatityaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Bhagavad Gita 14:26. Vaishnavas are always situated on the transcendental platform, the Brahman platform. They cannot be subject to mistakes or the offense of the influence of the modes of material nature. Whatever they do after full consideration is meant just to lead everyone back home, back to Godhead. Om Ajnana Timarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksurunmilitanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raganathan Vitam Tam Sajevam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanitamscha He Krishna Karana Sindhu Dhinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kaupatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasade Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we're hearing Narada Muni consider how to properly treat these two sons of Kuvera, Manigriva and Nala Kuvera. We see Narada Muni considering very carefully what would be the proper, what is, first of all, he's analyzing what is the problem. Why are they behaving in this way? What's caused their degradation? And then he's also considering what is the proper treatment. As Prabhupada said, Vaishnavas are expert physicians. Just like Srila Prabhupada was expert, not only curing people's spiritual disease, but material diseases also. He would often tell devotees if they had some boil or some infection, what they needed to do, how to treat it. And if they had some stomach problem, he would tell them what they needed to do. Prabhupada gave so many devotees that kind of advice. Just like Murari Gupta, he was Vaidya. He could cure people's material disease and their spiritual disease. Said one time, Lord Chaitanya had come to Murari Gupta, some indigestion problem, and Murari Gupta gave him some water, special water to drink to cure his disease. So here, Narada Muni is not, Prabhupada makes the point that Narada Muni was not influenced by anger. At the beginning of the chapter, Maharaj Parikshit had questioned this point because he heard how the two sons of Kuvera had been cursed. And it's stated in the very first verse of this chapter, Devarshir Tamaha, that how Narada Muni, Tamaha, the mode of ignorance, the curse is given in anger. And so anger is often implications of the mode of ignorance. But, of course, anger can also be used by those who are master of their senses. Rupa Goswami mentions about controlling anger in the Upadeshamrita. Vachovigam manasa krodavigam, the urge to become angry. We know sometimes how people can get very angry, especially women, right? Sometimes women have terrible tempers. So here, the women didn't become angry, but Narada Muni was certainly not happy to see Kuvera's sons so degraded. Anger. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, trividam narakash edam dwarana nashanam atmana, that these three conditions, kama, krodas, tata, lobas, tasmad jagat, they have to be given up. Tasmad ekam chatranam jagat. You have to give up. Every sane man should avoid these three gates: lust, anger, and greed, because they lead to dwaranam nashanam atmana. They lead to the degradation of the soul. So Narada Muni is a great soul. He's not in that problem. So anger has to be avoided by ordinary people. But great sages like Narada Muni, they can use their anger in the service of Lord Krishna. And we also see the example Arjuna and Hanuman, how they use their anger fighting on behalf of the Lord in great battles. So that is proper use of anger. Here, Narada Muni is considering very carefully. We see a similar situation in Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna comes on the middle of the battlefield and he sees people, he sees of course the enemies, the Kauravas, but he sees also his grandfather Bhishma and his teacher Drona. And he considers very carefully, he considers what to do. And he confesses to Krishna that now I am confused about my duty. Tell me what I should do. So Arjuna was very thoughtful. Although he's a Kshatriya, and Kshatriyas are very much influenced by the mode of passion, they make decisions very quickly, but Arjuna thought very carefully before engaging in the battle. So being thoughtful is very important. Narada Muni is considering all the pros and cons, what's been happening here, and he understands these two sons of Kuvera have become intoxicated. They've been drinking Varuni. Now, we read also in later on in 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, we will read how Lord Balaram also drinks Varuni. Right? Lord Balaram, it's described how Lord Balaram, he'd gone to Dwarka, Lord Krishna had moved to Dwarka, and Lord Balaram had also gone with him. So at one point, Lord Balaram decides to come back to Vrindavan, to visit Vrindavan, to see his Nanda and Yashoda, and to see the gopis. And Lord Krishna also gives some messages for everyone. Ask Lord Balaram, take these messages and tell them how I'm thinking of them and how I want to come there. So Lord Balaram also came to Vrindavan, and Lord Balaram came in the summer months when it was very hot. So just like now here in Mayapur, very hot, right? We like to go to Ganga and bathe in the Ganga. So Lord Balaram, he also would go to the Yamuna. He liked to go and bathe in the Yamuna. And Lord Balaram came to Vrindavan. He enjoyed the cool evenings. And he would go with the gopis. It's described when Lord Balaram dances with the gopis or enjoys pastimes with the gopis. These are different from Krishna's gopis. Krishna has his own group of gopis. Lord Balaram has his gopis. It's also mentioned that when Lord Krishna was there in Vrindavan, there were some gopis who were too young. They were still very young, so they couldn't go with Krishna to Rasa Lila. So these gopis, they enjoyed with Lord Balaram when Lord Balaram came back there. So Lord Balaram was enjoying the company of the gopis. And the demigod Varuna sent his daughter Varuni there for Lord Balaram. And in the Krishna book, Srila Prabhupada describes a little differently. Prabhupada said that Varuni came there in the form of liquid honey. And it's an intoxicating liquor, special kind of beverage taken from honey, and the whole forest began to have the fragrance of this Varuni liquor. The whole forest became very sweet smelling with the aroma of this Varuni beverage. We often cook it, we often offer honey on Balaram's appearance day, Lord Balaram's appearance day. We like to offer Varuni for him. Lord Balaram's favorite. I've also heard that Lord Balaram has two wives. One wife is Revati, and the other wife is mentioned as Varuni. And so, in the 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, where the commentaries are done by Prabhupada's disciples, they mention that the demigod Varuna actually sent his daughter there. But Prabhupada describes that she came there in the form of liquid beverage. Anyway, Lord Balaram enjoyed drinking the Varuni. And the gopis also drank it. They all enjoyed it. So at one point, Lord Balaram was appreciating the beauty of the forest. But as I was saying, it was summertime. Very hot, and especially you drink honey, that will heat the body, will put some heat in the body. And so you want to cool down. Lord Balaram wanted to bathe in the Yamuna, but he ordered the Yamuna, come here. He told the Yamuna, you come here, I want to bathe in your water. Because Lord Balaram had been drinking the honey and become a little bit intoxicated. So he spoke to the Yamuna like this, that you come here. and nothing happened. The Yamuna didn't come. So then Lord Balaram took his plow and he began to break the ground. And he said, I will break you into little streams so that you will come here. You will come here not as a big flowing Yamuna, as a big river, but you'll come in little streams. So at that point, a goddess came out from the Yamuna. It said that goddess was an expansion of Kalindi. Not Kalindi directly, but an expansion of Kalindi. Kalindi is also one of Lord Krishna's wives in Dwarka. So she came out from the river and she was trembling in fear of Lord Balaram. And she offered her obeisances and began to offer prayers, praising Lord Balaram, stating how Ekam Shena Stito Gada, Ekam Stena Stito Jagat, right? 10th chapter Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, with a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support the entire creation. So Kalindi mentioned this to Lord Balaram, that with a single fragment of yourself, you're pervading and supporting the entire creation. And in this way, she appeased Lord Balaram, and Lord Balaram and the gopis, they all took bath in the Yamuna or the Kalindi. So we see Lord Balaram also enjoying Varuni. Lord Balaram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can enjoy these things. These two sons of Kuvera, they have taken the Varuni and they have become degraded by it. Lord Balaram is never degraded. But the two sons of Kuvera, they have been badly influenced. So Srila Prabhupada makes the point that the devotee, the Vaishnavas, they're not under the modes of nature. They never actually become angry. So when they curse someone, they don't do it, it's not simply to get revenge, but it's for their benefit. It's to correct them, to purify them. I was remembering one pastime where Lord Shiva got a little angry. All right? A little angry, wow. Cupid wanted to test Lord Shiva and fired his arrows of lust, because Cupid can fire arrows into people and allow even greatly renounced people to be influenced by material desires, by lusty desires, to be attracted to the opposite sex. So when Cupid fired his arrow in Lord Shiva, Lord Shiva, he didn't appreciate it. And he looked with his third eye on Cupid and burned him to ashes. That was the result of Cupid trying to test Lord Shiva. You know, he got more than he expected. He was burned to ashes, but then, of course, it happened that he took birth in the womb of Rukmini and he became Pradyumna in the next birth, so he could take part in Krishna's pastimes. So we could say that was also Lord Shiva's blessing. But here, Narada Muni's blessing, how to bless people. I remember we had a discussion here in Mayapur about that. And it was His Holiness Jaipataka Swami who actually directed all of us, according to Chaitanya Charitamrita, that when we want to bless someone, and of course as devotees we're often asked to give blessings. Not just only sannyasis, but all devotees. People will come and they will ask for blessings. Ordinary people will approach the devotees and ask for blessings. So how to bless them? Lord Chaitanya teaches us. We simply say, Krishner Matir Vashtu. May your mind always be on Lord Krishna. That is the real blessing we want to get. So Narada Muni, he is also thinking like that. He doesn't want to curse the two sons of Kuvera. He is thinking about their welfare, how to help them, how to elevate them. And definitely, if they can become devotees of Lord Krishna, then that is the greatest blessing. But in order for them to become devotees, they're going to have to be a little, they're going to have to rectify their nature. Although they are residents of heaven, generally the demigods and the higher planets, they are all more associated with the mode of goodness. But these two sons of Kuvera have become degraded. They've become influenced by the mode of ignorance, going naked, intoxicated, and enjoying the company of these young women, degrading the women. Just as we protect cows, it's also the duty of grihastha men to protect women. We have to give them protection. Women need protection. They should not be exploited or degraded. They should be given protection. But these two sons of Kuvera are exploiting the women. And they're not showing proper regard for Narada Muni or for the holy place. So they're offensive to the holy place, and they're offensive particularly to the great sage, Narada Muni. Now that's very dangerous. It said, Mahat sevam dwaram ahurva muktes, tamo dwaram yoshitam sangi sangam. If you will give service to the Mahatmas, it opens the doors to liberation. But tamo dwaram yoshitam sangi sangam. If we simply act for sense gratification, then it opens the doors into hell, the degradation of the soul. So Narada Muni wants to save them from going to hell. That is the business of devotees. Narada Muni, he's one of the Mahajans. And we can see what a great devotee is by how many others he has made devotees. Prabhupada would often say like that, that you can see the quality, you can see that one is a devotee by how many others they have brought to Krishna consciousness. Just like I remember there was that nice Bengali couple, Chakrabarti, was it? The heart surgeon from America, Janani Vas Prabhu preached to. Janani Vas preached to that elderly couple from Bengal. Were they Chakrabarti? Bhattacharya. Bhattacharya. Okay, their names are downstairs on the wall in the temple room. They donated a big sum of money for the service of the deities, right? Janani Vas Prabhu had cultivated them, made a nice relationship with them. And by his association, they were inspired to donate a big sum of money for the service of the deities. Bhattacharya, very pious people. They had also deities. I think their deity is now worshipped in Calcutta Temple, Albert Road, the small Radha Krishna, like that. And so by a little association with devotees, like Janani Vas, when he associates with someone, they get great benefit. And similarly, Narada Muni, by his traveling everywhere and preaching, he made many devotees. He took Haranyakashipu's wife and took her to his ashram And the result is Prahlad became a great devotee. The Prahlad Maharaj, while he's still in the womb, he took advantage of hearing Narada Muni read the scriptures to the wife of Hiranyakashipu. And so the result was that when Prahlad came from the womb, he's already a devotee. He's a natural devotee. And from birth, he's already Krishna conscious. Similarly, Dhruva Maharaj, on his way to the forest, he meets Narada Muni. Narada Muni is always trying to find people. He's very expert in testing. He has many different strategies in preaching. Hanumat Prasad Swami said, it would be a very good PhD thesis to make an analysis of all the different preaching strategies which Narada Muni uses in delivering people. So here, we're hearing, of course, his strategy in delivering the two sons of Kuvera. But Narada Muni does it different ways, different places. With Dhruva Maharaj, he was testing him. He was telling him, just a young boy, come back when you're grown up, you're too young. But when he saw that he was really Dhruva, he was really determined, then he helped him and gave him instruction. Like that. We see the same thing with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Raghunath Das approached Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya told Raghunath Das, no, go home, just stay at home, don't be a foolish person, just go home and behave normal, keep the Lord in your heart. In time, you can be delivered. Later on. So later on, a little while later, Raghunath took advantage of Lord Nityananda's visit to Panihati, and he did service for Lord Nityananda at Panihati, and Lord Nityananda is very pleased with him, and he blessed him that very soon you're going to be delivered from your materialistic life. Just like the two sons of Kuvera, they're surrounded by wealth because their father's, you know, the treasurer of the demigods. So Raghunath Das was in a similar situation. His family were very wealthy. His father was named Govardhan, and his uncle Haranya Majumdas. And they were so wealthy, they were maintaining all the brahmanas in Bengal. They were giving them all money, maintaining them all. And Raghunath Das, he's the son of Govardhan. And of course, they had him married to a very beautiful young woman just to keep him at home, because they knew he's always thinking to leave home. So they thought, money, beautiful woman, who would want to leave home? So it's a danger, it's a big problem, a big attachment. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya, he did not encourage Raghunath immediately to come. But later on, by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, Raghunath escapes and he comes to Jagannath Puri and he meets Lord Chaitanya. And when he met Lord Chaitanya embraced him and he told him, you're very lucky to get free. He said, your life was like a person who's fallen in a ditch. And there's a hole there where people pass through. And then Lord Chaitanya began to joke. He said, let me speak some joking words about your father and your uncle. Because he said, Lord Chaitanya, his grandfather was Nilambar Chakravarti. Right, from the mother's side, Sachimata's father was Nilambar Chakravarti. And Nilambar Chakravarti was well known to Haranya and Govardhan Majumda, the two these two very wealthy men, the father of Raghunath and his uncle. So he said, let me speak some joking words, because you're also like your father and his uncle, his brother are like my uncles. So Lord Chaitanya said, they're like worms in the stew, because they're attached to the material comfort, their home, their wealth. They cannot give it up. They're attached to it. It's a big attachment, a big problem. Just like the worm is in the stew. And the worm is in the stew, he doesn't want to come out. He's actually happy. He's thinking, it's very nice here in this piece of stew. I'm very happy here in this place. In the same way, materialistic people live in their homes. Often some of people live in luxury and they're very attached. They never want to give it up. So Lord Chaitanya told Raghunath, you're very lucky. By the mercy of Krishna, you have been delivered. And Raghunath Das tells Lord Chaitanya, I don't know Krishna, but I know you. And it's your mercy that I've been able to come here. So Raghunath Das was able to get free from his condition. Lord Chaitanya gave very serious instructions to Raghunath. How to live, because Raghunath said, now that I've come here, I want to know what is my duty. What should I do? So Lord Chaitanya told him, very important. He said, actually, he said, Swarup Damodar is there to instruct you. He knows everything. But I'll also say a little, just for your guidance. And he told him, don't ever Karibe Nashu. Shuni, huh? Do not speak. Gramya kata na shuni, gramya varta na kahile. Don't speak ordinary talk. Have nothing to do with the common people. Don't speak gossip with them. Gramya vata. Gramya varta means the news. You know, gramya is a village. So in the village, people talk. And they will talk about what's happening. What did you know about this? Do you know about that? Did you hear? So he told Raghunath, you don't talk to these people, don't hear what they say, and don't talk with them. And then he told them also, told Raghunath, do not eat palatable food and do not dress in a luxurious way. Because Raghunath was coming from great opulence. So Lord Chaitanya was maybe thinking, we don't want him to ever go back to that kind of living. So he instructed him in this way. Raghunath Das was given the instruction to be renounced. Different from Rupa and Sanatana, they were told to preach. And some other people like Raghunandan was told worship the deity, and Raghunandan's father Vasudev, you're a doctor, just be a doctor, be a physician, treat the people. So different people got different instructions. But Raghunath's instruction was renunciation. And Lord Chaitanya, when he saw how nicely Raghunath was practicing renunciation, Lord Chaitanya gave him the Govardhan Shila and also a necklace of conch shells. These two things had been given to Lord Chaitanya. One devotee named Shankarananda Sarasati had come there and given them to Lord Chaitanya. And when Lord Chaitanya got the Govardhan Shila and the necklace, he would wear the necklace around his neck, and with the Govardhan Shila, he would smell it, he would put it on his eyes, he would put it on his heart, he'd put it on his head. And he kept it with him for 3 years. And then after 3 years, he presented them to Raghunath Das Goswami. He gave Raghunath Das that Govardhan Shila and the necklace and conch shells. And he also told him how to worship. He told him, you worship with manjari flowers from the Tulsi tree. You should offer 8 manjari flowers with 2 leaves coming from the Tulsi flower. And you offer them with water to the Govardhan Shila. And he said, this is offering in perfect goodness. Lord Chaitanya used to say, this Govardhan Shila said, this is the form of Krishna. He said, this is the form of Krishna. And so Raghunath Das Goswami was very, very fortunate. His renunciation won him the approval of Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya encouraged him by giving him this Govardhan Shila and that necklace of conch shells. Raghunath Das considered that the Govardhan Shila is a sign that Lord Chaitanya is giving me a place in Vrindavan at Govardhan Hill. And the conch shell is a sign that he's giving me shelter at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya was encouraging Raghunath Das in his renunciation. Now some people argue that, oh, Lord Chaitanya gave him Govardhan Shila because he was not a Brahmana, right? They say like this, Prabhupada discusses also in the purport. Lord Chaitanya gave him the Govardhan Shila because he was not a Brahmana, so he was not really qualified to worship the deity. Rupa and Sanatan, other Goswamis, you know, they have their deity. But Lord Raghunath Das, he's just worshipping Govardhan Shila because he's not a Brahmana. But they're talking about being a Brahmana by birth, a caste Brahmana. So this is nonsense. This is foolishness to think like that. Lord Chaitanya was giving Raghunath Das Goswami the opportunity to worship Krishna. Now, Krishna is also there in that Govardhan Shila. Acharya Vishnu Shila Diyat Guru Shu Narashu Vaishnave Jati Buddhi. That if we see the deity as being made of material elements, or if we see the spiritual master as being an ordinary person, or we see a Vaishnava as somebody by birth, they're a Vaishnava, then this person is a resident in hell. This is not real Krishna consciousness. That person is a resident of hell. We should not consider the material circumstances. You don't become a Vaishnava by birth. Of course, to be born in a Vaishnava family can be an advantage, but still one has to cultivate the qualities. One has to perform the activities and the behavior of the Brahma, of the Vaishnava. It's not just simply by birth. And similarly, the spiritual master. One does not become a spiritual master just simply by votes, just simply by election, but one has to establish the preaching. One has to save people from material existence. They have to give the mercy of Krishna consciousness and enlighten people from material life. So this way Narada Muni is considering how to help these two sons of Kuvera. We will hear more tomorrow. Any questions? The criticism of the guru is mercy to the disciple. Should we try to get the criticism of the spiritual master? Yes, sometimes we say special mercy when the spiritual master criticizes you. And Srila Prabhupada also told how his own spiritual master had corrected him. That he said he was sitting listening to the discourse, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati, and somebody tapped him on the shoulder. So he turned around. He looked back. He turned around. Who's that? And immediately Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati stood up and said, "You too." And he said, "Do you," he said to the man behind, he said, "Do you think you have purchased me because you give 10 rupees every month donation?" So the man must have been giving some money every month. He said, "You think you've purchased me by your donation every month?" And then he said to our own founder, Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, he said, "Do you want to come up here and speak?" And Prabhupada said, "I was mortified." He could have died on the spot. He said, "It was the moment of greatest mercy." Yeah, because by that powerful instruction, certainly you would be careful never to make the same mistake again. We would hope. So we could say like that. We could say, yeah, the very special mercy, but we shouldn't try to get that. We shouldn't purposely go out of our way and give trouble to the spiritual master just to get that kind of mercy. Other people also get the mercy of the spiritual master. Certainly, if you can please the spiritual master, rather than displease them, we want to please the spiritual master. If you please the spiritual master, then certainly Krishna is pleased. But if you displease him, and he has to correct you, he has to chastise you, this is not pleasing to Krishna. Just look at these two sons of Kuvera. You know, they had to stand as trees for 100 years of the demigods. It's a long time. So you don't want that kind of punishment. No, better we try to please the spiritual teachers. Don't purposely try to make them angry. And you please them, then certainly they will bless you very nicely. Don't worry. You'll get special blessings if you please them. So during this time, the pandemic time where everything is locked up, and we're all spending a lot of time at home, there's a lot of time for devotees to go onto the internet and to surf the web. and look at different websites, and we meet different people. Oh, so there's some people using their websites for some business ventures that you make some money, buy something, sell something, making some money. So some of the websites are dealing with items which are not Krishna conscious, can even be non-vegetarian foodstuffs or maybe even alcohol or tobacco or so on. You meet a lot of different people on the internet. And they're not all good people. So if we share these websites with other people, do we become involved in their karma? If we direct people to this kind of website where some sinful activities are going on, are we going to get karma for that? Well, certainly we want to be careful about where you send people. If you think somebody may be interested in that kind of thing, people who are devotees wouldn't be interested in that kind of thing.
But devotees make money by sharing this.
Oh, devotees make some money by sharing these different website addresses with other people. Well, that's... we're not encouraging people. Devotees certainly don't want to encourage people in these kind of sinful activities. You have to be very careful. There are different ways to make money. And certainly sometimes these kind of ways is for economic gain, we get involved and become associated with these kind of things. It's not very good, actually. Certainly, I know some spiritual masters, they would not approve it. It's better to try to maintain our life without being involved with any of these kind of activities, you know, sinful activities. We better to keep away from these things. There are other ways to make money without doing that. How can we control our anger? Well, we have to understand anger. We say anger is the younger brother of lust. And lust comes from contemplating the objects of the senses. We have to learn, if you read the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna discusses lust. He describes how it's an all-devouring, sinful enemy, and it burns like fire, and it's never satisfied. And he tells us how it's seated in the senses, in the mind and the intelligence. But he also tells us how we can conquer over it and how we can purify that lust. He said we have to regulate the senses. That's very important. Regulate the senses, particularly the urge to speak. And so be careful about speaking too much, and getting angry, you say nasty things, you do nasty things. We should understand this is a manifestation of our lust. When the lust is not satisfied, we become angry. And when your lust is satisfied, you become greedy for more. So we said, three gates to hell: lust, anger, and greed. And they lead to the degradation of the soul. Every sane person must avoid them. So if we're getting angry, it's not good, it's not a good sign. We have to We have to purify ourselves. We have to do it by regulating the senses and cultivating spiritual knowledge. You have to hear more. Do more hearing and chanting. And change the lust into love. Lust is desire for our own sense gratification, and love is for Krishna. When we love Krishna more, then we won't think about sense gratification. So this is the point. To overcome anger, we have to develop more attraction for Krishna. And then devotee, we said qualifications of the devotee, Tatikshava Karunika. He's very tolerant and merciful. So we should not become angry very easily. We should control the mind and senses and be tolerant by chanting the holy name. Offer respects to others and don't be anxious to get respect yourself. This is devotee. We're trying to cultivate these qualities. We have to remind ourselves, what are the proper qualities? What's the proper behavior for a devotee? Oh, can we ask our guru, if we have some health problem, can we just simply come to the guru and ask him how to cure our disease? That's not really the purpose of the spiritual master. If you do that, the spiritual master may sometimes just say, go to the doctor, go and see the doctor. Not that every time Prabhupada would help devotees, but sometimes if he saw somebody had some particular ailment, then sometimes Prabhupada would offer some advice. But that's not the real purpose of the spiritual teacher. Sometimes Prabhupada would also say, go to the doctor, go and see the doctor, take medical advice. In our old age, we may be attached. We're still attached to the home and the family and thinking about money. What can we do? Well, actually, according to the Vedic system, it said, Pancha Sod Vamvanam Brajit. From the age of 50, one should retire from his material responsibilities. Now, you may still stay at home, but you should not be concerned so much with the maintenance of the family. Rather, you have to take up Krishna consciousness. And actually, Srila Prabhupada described that our temple here in Mayapur and also in Vrindavan, that they're built for retirement, that people in their old age can come here and take up full-time devotional service. So you have to consider, if you're not able to leave home and come to the holy place like Mayapur and Vrindavan, then at least at home you have to practice Krishna consciousness by regularly hearing and chanting, You have to get some association, find the devotees, get more association. You have to practice very seriously. And we have to understand the temporary nature. In old age means we're near to death. At any time we can die. We have to be ready to leave the body. So chanting Hare Krishna constantly is very important. And studying, hearing the scriptures, doing more service for Krishna. You want to find this kind of engagement for yourself to take away your attachment to the material. It's natural to be attached. We have to change the attachment from material to spiritual. So in using everything in Krishna's service is a solution. Under what circumstances can a devotee give blessings to others? If we feel some genuine compassion on them, then we should want to bless them. Certainly, as I said, the blessing which we should give, may your mind be on Krishna. So we want to give that kind of blessing to wherever we go. People need help to become Krishna conscious. If we are devotees, we are practicing Krishna consciousness, we should have some compassion on others. And we should want to give that kind of blessing to them. Not that we're doing it ourselves, but we're doing it on behalf of Krishna and our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada particularly. That Srila Prabhupada cared for others. He established the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world, so that people could become Krishna conscious. So we want to give that blessing to others. Okay, yes, Rashi? Oh.
Like now we encourage many people to
question is about Raghunath Das Goswami and his father and uncle, that Lord Chaitanya had spoken that they are like worms in the stool because they're attached to their material opulence and they're thinking that to be happiness. They're thinking our happiness is in this luxury. So Lord Chaitanya said they're like worms in stool. So is Lord Chaitanya not pleased with them? They were maintaining the brahmanas. They were giving so much charity to the brahmanas. Was Lord Chaitanya not pleased with them? Well, it's not that they were vishayis. Prabhupada says in the purport, he said they were not vishayis. They were not materialistic sense enjoyers. But he said they're like kanista adhikari, materialistic devotees. Materialistic. They're devotees, but they have some attachment. They still have that strong attachment to the material world. So Prabhupada encouraged people, have a job, work, be a devotee. Yeah, okay. Because Kanista Adhikari is devotee. It's better than being a Vishayi. If they don't have Krishna consciousness, then they're just Vishayi. They're just sense enjoyers. But if they're giving something, doing some service for Krishna, they're donating something for the Krishna, then they're at least they're devotees, they're Kanista Adhikaris. Kanista Adhikaris, it's also a good position. It's also nice. Can also be pure devotees. Kanista can also be a pure devotee. May not be, generally not, but they can be. Okay. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki. Gaur Premanande. I'm giving class for the next 2 days. Yeah, well, he told me I could give a topic, but I just give a bottom.